We sat on a bench, and we talked. We really talked. With all that chaos around us, almost oblivious to it, we had a serious conversation about what it meant to start something intense and meaningful at this age. To fall in love now, when death is right there in front of us, when we can reach out and touch it. I told him a little bit about my medical situation, that I had abnormal cells in my bone marrow that were harmless right now and might remain so, and that the doctor had been tracking me for 7 years. I had mentioned this on the phone, but I brought it up once more. Neither of us should have to go through again what we'd both already gone through. Peter with his wife, me with Jerry. I said, if I get sick, I give you total permission to leave me. I didn't really mean that. It was almost a joke. I have a tendency to spin serious things that way. Peter said, I could never do that. There it was, right there. Our different natures. Me trying to amuse, trying charmingly to deflect fear. Peter dead serious. I could never do that. I was almost taken aback that he wouldn't joke with me, that he put a period on it. That was his character. I could never do that. I didn't totally understand it at that moment, but thinking back, as I have over these times, his constancy was evident. Now, spilling everything, I also told him that this was a lot. It was too intense for me to spend 3 days with him. I didn't want to feel trapped. Oh, I made a big deal about that word. We needed to get to know each other. I needed to go a bit more slowly. He said, why don't we take today? Tomorrow I'll visit my friends in Brooklyn. Peter, I was learning, always heard what I said and never tried to argue me out of a feeling. Of course, the minute I expressed my anxieties and he said it was fine, I relaxed. We stopped for pasta at a local Italian place. He'd eaten it over the years whenever he had been in the city. Then went back to my apartment and spent the rest of the day and night in bed.